Well, did King David build a house in friendship or anything that's still standing?
I don't know. What's the kind of house? I know it's a log house. Mm-hmm.
That house is.
Hmm?
We got pictures of that house in there.
Yeah, we have. They built it. It had a, what you call a dog trot.
Really? I know exactly what you're talking about.
You ever
about.
Heard about them
mm-hmm.
things?
Mm-hmm.
And a dog trot.
Did you ever feel the dog trot in? Did they ever box it in?
No, as far as I know, they never did. But anyhow, one kitchen was over on one side of the house, and mm-hmm. bedrooms on the other side. Won't get that.
We studied about dog trot houses and how sometimes they would end up filling them or, you know, breaking them in and adding to them. But
One reason they built these houses like that is they're cooler.
Yeah, the air would blow through.
Our air would blow mm-hmm. through, you know, and they leave the doors open. Mm-hmm. In the summertime, it was real cool. And the fireplace was the widest thing you ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And he threw logs on that thing in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, you talk about a good comparable fire he had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I won't forget that.
He came over here in the late 1800s, right? The later 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
Is the house still standing, do you know?
No, they tore that thing down and built a big, fancy brick house. Made me mad.
How did you
think that? About it, but
mm-hmm.
right behind this, his house is an everlasting spring. In other words, it never went dry.
No.
I don't know. It must have been as far as the year. Maybe I take a house up the street.
Mm-hmm.
But I know when I was little kids and on boats, the little kids, we'd go down there and boy, we'd get in there. It had a big pool of water. We'd get in there and play. Well, it wasn't maybe 6 to 8 inches deep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good cold,
mm-hmm.
fresh water. And my grandmother, she take some butter and milk down there, you know, set it down in that spring.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the coldest milk to drink. Back then, for the refrigerator, I thought it was, and I don't believe refrigerator gets milk as cold as
is that
that's spring water.
Spring water. is the community of Friendship, is it still Knowledge Friendship or is there another city?
Oh, it's Friendship.
Still Friendship.
Yeah, it's a big church. I mean, it's a brick church there now, but it used to be an old wood.
Mm-hmm.
Kept painted white, you know. But Clear Creek Church, I think that's the one my granddaddy used. It was near to his home and he'd go to
mm-hmm.
Clear Creek. Yeah, this, he believed in the Bible and they certain principles about them, you know, that was good.
Did he serve in the church as a deacon or anything like that, or that would you know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to tell his boys that after he got up, you know, his boys get up pretty grown like.
Mm-hmm.
He'd tell them, go down there in the back in the woods on that creek bank, mm-hmm. and kill a couple of squirrels. We have squirrels, you know. Boy, he loved to eat wild squirrels and rabbits. And I don't know if he bought them or not, but people used to eat them. Some still do.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, boy, go down there and knock off a couple of squirrels, or maybe two or three, and they cook them things and make squirrel dumplings. And all Mama used to tell me how good the things were as they cook them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, too, when he buy cheese, now he loved hook cheese, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd buy a whole hook of cheese at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And he, that's one thing that he has something to eat all the time. And he buys, I don't know what to call it, but just fish, just pickles. They come in a big old wood with a handle on it. And the head is pickled and then salted. They're very salty, you know.
Uh-huh.
But this fairy paint would be that long, but they'd be clean, you know. And what kind of fish do they call that? But he had that thing. He liked, and coffee, he had to have his coffee. And he'd take, on his way down on his peddling trip,
mm-hmm.
he carried him a big sack of coffee, you know. He'd stop on the way, you know, where he was going to a spring of water. He knew where they were, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He'd make him take him a big old can, bucket-like, boil him some coffee, you know, and boil it. He drank it. He had to have his coffee now. He likes coffee and he likes it chewing by. When I was about 6 years old, my course, he didn't let Mama know nothing about it, but you know, I went around there where his dad would buy a big old plug and be about that long and catch in his back pocket. And it smelled good, you know. I thought mm-hmm. it'd be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him, I said, give me some of that stuff, you know. What he done it, I'm sure, thank God, making me sick, you know. But I put me some in my mouth, you know, I chewed on it and had, of course, a sweet chewing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Tasted pretty good. Never did make me sick.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, I lost, enjoyed tobacco. Yeah. And Grandma Cleveland, she smoked cob pie. Now imagine that. I thought that was the most unusual thing. Never see a woman smoke pie, but she never would smoke it nowhere except in her home. But she sat there, you know, with a pie and smoke. You know, that was homemade. Yeah. She was a dandy. Yeah, back, she died during the panic. I'm going to kill him. We lived in Boaz then, in the farm and out of town, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama went down there and stayed with her, you know, just during the last days, lived, tending to her, and left me and Archie out, and Pop, old Mom said, Pop tried to cook. Of course.
Didn't turn out to be.
Didn't turn out to be, no. Like me, wasn't very much of a cook. But we had neighbors too, they helped out. Neighbors always help. is.
You getting tired sometimes? I think I've got a message for you this
time. Yeah, well, cut that thing off.
You got anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I know that one time another one of our relatives, a little different, she came tonight with us, and she had F.A.L. Rudolph and Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we all went to the picture show that night. I won't forget that. Everybody got a neck on one step street and show and come in and say maybe 9 o'clock and went to bed. And in the morning, when we'd tell, he's about my age. Mm-hmm. But he come up, his face was broke out. And old Dr. Horsley lived up the road before we lived, you know. But they, he knew what time he woke. He walked his own. Stanley drives the car, but he walked. Pop told him to come in and check. He went in there, he looked around, gave him a good checking, you know. Had a high heat fever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Old doctor said, yep. And he still advised what to do, you know, and he went on to his office. An hour or two later here, nurses had packed up a sign, quarantine. He had scarlet fever. Well, all everybody's expecting to get fever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't nobody, but we was quarantined for about 3 or 4 weeks. And those people that visited just one night, you know, had to stay with us. I won't forget that, but while we was quarantined, all our neighbors, they'd bring stuff halfway, you know, to our house and holler at us, so. But we never, none of us ever caught the scarlet fever. But old Anthony Walker, though, that little boy that had the fever, you know, he lived and grew up, and his mother, his daddy got. Somebody shot him and killed him. But years and years later, while Eunice, that Papa's cousin, my kinfolk, while she was there, there's another man that lived back behind us that he lost his wife, you know, she died of TB.
Mm-hmm.
And left a little kid, and his name was Billy. And Pop told him, two weeks after F.A.L. had his, he'd seen my daddy, he'd get out and he'd walk around. They didn't figure he could carry the disease, you know, his age.
Mm-hmm.
He told Paul Anderson to come, you know, or he said he'd like to meet Eunice Tony, you know. Mm-hmm. He's looking for him, an old lady. Mm-hmm. And Pop said, come on over some night. But while F.L. was there under quarantine, he come in down there and we all played Brook, or he, big folks did.
Mm-hmm.
And he got acquainted with Eunice. And finally, Anderson, he went, carried his boy out west, on account of being